Okay, go.
Hi, I'm Steve Snyder. I'm Vice President of the 306 Bond Group Historical Association. We're here in Atlanta, Georgia, visiting some members of the greatest generation of the 8th Air Force. And with another fine gentleman right here, I'd like you to introduce yourself, tell us what bomb group and squadron you're in, your position on the plane, and when you were over in England.
My name is Henry Hewitt. I'm with the 487 Bomb Group, 838 Squadron, stationed at Lavenham, England, with 32 missions. My first one was November of 44. The last one was the 21st of April of 45.
And you were shot down.
Well, I was shot down on my 27th mission. Picked up with the Russians. And fortunately on our crew, I told him my bombardier's father was Russian, his mother was Polish, and Johnny spoke all three, Russian, Polish, and English. And our reception with the Russian Air Force was cordial. And we had quite a time with those for about a week. Then they took us out of Warsaw, Poland to Poltava in Russia, into Tehran, into Cairo, Egypt, North Africa, Naples, Marseille, Paris, and back to London. We flew five more missions and the war ended.
And what position were you on the plane?
Ball turret.
And did you shoot down any enemy aircraft?
One. FW-190.
Buck Wolf.
About 200 air Germans jumped us on Christmas Eve of 44. And I saw this man coming in at about 4 o'clock position. And I broke the rule. They said fire short burst. And I unloaded with both guns. All of a sudden I saw smoke come out of his cowling, fire, and he didn't spin, he just gradually broke away to the right. And the last I saw him, he was going down. And when I got back to the base, the interrogation officer said, "Did you follow him to the ground?" I said, "No, sir, I did not." "Well, why not?" I said, "Well, there were about 75 German fighters not on fire, not going down. And not only did they deserve, they received my undivided attention." But we were lucky to survive. And it's all behind us and not in front of us. That's become my motto with my age. Get it done today, because you don't want to have to worry about doing it tomorrow.
And how old are you today? Are you right now?
I'm 89. I'll be 90 in October.
Well, thank you very much for your service. Is there anything else you'd like to comment about?
Anybody who's watching this in a future date, if you're in close to Savannah, Georgia, please attend the 8th Air Force Museum. That's my hot button. We worked long, hard days and years to get it where it is, and it is something to behold. It's like going to church.
It is a beautiful museum.
It's quiet, you walk in and you feel, and it's about people, it's not about airplanes. We've got a few airplanes. But it's the story of the men and women who took part and did so much. The 8th Air Force lost 26,000 killed, 28,000 prisoners of war, and 17,000 wounded. Terrible sacrifice. A bunch of 20-year-old kids. They did their best, and they gave it all. They owe them much.
It's our duty to remember.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you very much, Henry. I thank you for your service. It's a pleasure and an honor to know you.
Well, I want to just say this. When people come from time to time and say, "Thank you for your service," I say, "Well, you don't understand the entire situation. I had a rich uncle who sent me a letter one day and said, 'Greetings, you have been selected.'"
Lucky you.
Lucky.
Thank you.